I don't know. Hello, Graz. How is all getting on? Welcome back again once more for another episode of Wisdom Podcast. Sorry, I was baiting out a bit of fucking... Who is it called? Spider Bait. They did an old cover of... Black Betty, Bam-a-lam, Black Betty. But, I don't know if I'm a massive fan of drummers that fucking sing. I play the fuck out of drums. That's good enough for me. You don't need to sing as well. Especially with that fucking leany over microphone. You know where you're kind of singing to the side? Where the breaking microphone, the one around your fucking puss. You know the one that hangs around your ear? That one. Jeez, this is very... feels very echoey today up here. Why? Hello? Hello? That is a reference, if you don't get it, to the video of the woman who was sitting down minding her own business in her kind of basement apartment, and some cunt walked past the window and let out just a rattler of a fart in the window at her. And I was really, what are you texting about? Who the fuck? Anyway, your man let a fart in the window. She threw her popcorn everywhere, jumped up and said, hello, hello. God bless her. What is this? Account action required. Would you fuck off? I'm not. Oh. Jesus, right, look, I'm after getting another email off Spotify about doing something with this fucking Spotify for Podcaster app where I have to change other stuff. Remember I had that hardship there a couple of weeks ago where I thought I lost the fucking thing because I changed passwords and log in and plop logged in. But now they're asking me to change some other stuff and they're saying there's a recording in progress and I am not. Soon you'll need a Spotify login to access your podcast on Spotify for Podcasters. Oh, yes, stupid bastards. Anyway, don't have time to talk about that. I don't have time for that. But anyway. Here I am, baby. Anyway, hold on 1 second. 1 second to grab. Woo, Black Betty. So, I don't know. Do I have any news yet? I kind of do have a bit of news. Right, okay. This is just between myself and yourselves, okay? Don't tell fucking anyone. Keep it on the DL. Because last time I did this, I got in trouble. I did. Fucking someone's going to kill me when they get back from their holidays. But anyway, I know what she looks like, so I can avoid her. Don't worry. But then she's been gone for a year. Maybe she, fuck me, she's changed. She could shave the head. I haven't a clue. She could be fucking working out. Come back all muscly as fuck, like Demi Moore. And what was that film where she was a fucking soldier? When she shaved the head. Oh, what was the name of that? Big shaved head. Looked like she had three teeth. Shit up, Francis. G.I. Jane. Is it? No. Was it? I don't know. Who gives a fuck? Jesus Christ. Why am I trying to remember? Look. I'll be ready when this person comes back. Okay? I'm learning self-defense. I've got a sword. Alright. Coming at you like Cleopatra. That's what I'll be doing. So, right. Don't tell anybody about this. Right? This is strictly for ye. Although... Anyway, we just carry on. I just have to realise in a fatal error here. I fucking have to delete everything. Oh, it makes no odds. I think that person fucking listens to this podcast and it's not what we can do, right? Did I tell you, by the way, I've moved? I don't live here anymore. I'm doing this podcast from Abu Dhabi. We're telling my brothers, all my Muslim brothers, I was trying to say. Ahlan, motherfucker! Anna Isme Francis! Yeah! Right, okay. So this is what's going on. Get to the point, Francis. I will get to the point in 1 second. Right. So, you all know about the Tinder thing, right? There's also Bumble and Hinge. Alright, I've gone all out. I've downloaded the whole fucking lot of them. I'm finding a fucking wife if I'm not. I am desperately happy on my own. It's going to take a lot to change. Changes. Anyway, so why not just get to the point? I feel all this bullshit, I'm telling you. Even now, explaining all the bullshit I'm telling you is just more bullshit to get, to figure out in my head whether I should say this out loud. But I'm saying anyway, right? So, belly is rumbling. Should I eat food? Anyway. Oh, did you hear that? Belly is rumbling. So I'm on all the dating apps. Every fucking one of them, okay? Because it kind of gets addictive. It's like fucking, I don't know, scratch cards. We want to scratch them all. It's like, I want to fucking keep swiping for like hours on end. But you can't, because half of them only give you like a few swipes. So, Hinge, right? Oh, am I giving too much away here, am I? Hold on. Look, I'll just spit it out. What the fuck is the point, right? This is my podcast. I'll talk about how I feel about things. Match with someone, and they seem lovely, okay? Very pretty, very cool. Anyway, no details. This is so hard. I should have wrote this out because I have to try and keep ahead of myself now. So everything thought comes into my head. I need to filter it. So let's filter it. Okay. So I matched with a couple of people on this thing, right? There's a few others waiting there. And on this thing, you can choose to match with them or not if you want, right? So I'm a gentleman, so I'm kind of trying to do it like... I was going to say one at a time, but there's two of them there, right? I'm hoping for the threesome. anyway. So everyone is pestering me to fucking text or message the first one I matched with, right? But I'll be honest with you. Stunning looking one, this one. And... never in a million years. This is the type of person, I believe, that just wants to collect likes, you know, the people that like them and have them there, right? So I'm not texting that type of person. I don't give a fuck. If you are the one waiting there, I'm still not texting you. Because I think you're just... I don't believe it. I'm very doubtful. What is your motive swiping right on me? I don't know. Anyway. So I text that person eventually. It was pressure and work, everyone giving me fucking lip about. So I just texted her and I sent him a funny fucking message about, you know, if it was a bomb disposal thing, what are you going to do? You're going to cut the red wire, the blue wire, or leap out the fucking window? And depending how they answer, I'm going to hit them back with something funny, hopefully. Please God. But they never got back to me, and I'm not surprised. I knew that was going to happen anyway. So I was like, who gives a fuck? I don't really give a shit. Rage. The tits on her. I know. Anyway, oh, she was a sauce bag. So matched with someone else, and it's just I let go. They're kind of very pretty, and I was like, you know, so I just leave that now and let that simmer. Because oftentimes I'm very kind of a thoughtful person. I'm thinking of other people the whole time. I'm thinking to myself, maybe the swipe by mistake didn't mean to. So I'll give them a day or two just to unmatch if they want. You know, just give them a chance, right? I'm not gonna fucking leap in there straight away. Oh Jesus Christ! People will text you back immediately. They drive me up the wall. Just. Let it simmer for a second. It's not life and death. If it's life and death, I'm going to ring you. Okay? If I'm texting you, take your time, McGrath. No need to get back, okay? Same on this thing. When you match with people, I'm not. As soon as it matches, immediately send you. I go, hey, what's up? Blah, blah, blah. Whatever. So, she texts me first. Which always makes me worry. Because, I don't know. That's a bit too fucking... What's wrong with you? why are you matching me and why are you texting me for? I don't know why I'm using these apps. I'm fucking totally fucking not built for them. Anyway. So she texts me. Seems right. The first message I got, okay, now strictly between us. No one else, okay? Strictly between us, okay? Don't fucking tell anyone. It was like, hey Fran, how was your day going? Very ominous. Very, I'm a sniper looking at the back of your head with a red dot, sort of a text message to get, isn't it? Afraid to turn around in my little bedroom up there. I was sitting there on the bed kind of going, I'm not even looking out the window. This person could be anywhere. How was my day going? How was it going? Would you not say, how is it going? Anyway, I texted back and said, I said it was going... I said, it was going pretty good until I got that message. Now I'm a little concerned. Where are you? Right? And I heard nothing bad from them. And I was like, okay, crisis averted. Not too bad. Maybe I'm safe. Maybe that was it. Maybe just sending out a message so the match stays there on. Because some apps, if you don't like message them, it'll fucking delete them, I think, or some bullshit, right? So maybe that's the reason for it, right? Text back the next day, the right gig or something like that, which is fair enough. Now, they seem like a lovely person, right? I'm not going to tell you much details about them. But how the fuck do you put it? I can't read their messages. Their messages make no sense. Like, they're fucking all over the place. I can't even fucking do, because, like, well, I suppose second when I'm fucking talking on this show, messages, or what I'd be saying is be kind of coming out of a bit fucking airspace, but, like, every message so far has, like, right, no, like the grammar is terrible, no fucking punctuation, right, no full stops, no commas, no nothing, fucking exclamation points, not even a smiley face, what the fuck, and, but the messages don't make any sense, like they're not in any way coherent, like you might get a line in the message that'll say like, oh, I'm actually doing grand now today, everything's been fucking fine. And then it'll go into this mad rigmarole of just, it's like they're just grabbing words out of the air and just sending it. Do you know what I mean? Just plucking different, any word that pops into their head. And I'm not criticising them. I don't know, maybe they're writing it real fast altogether and they're not double checking what they're writing. At one stage I thought they were writing phonetically, like just using the letters to make up the sounds of the words they're saying rather than spelling the words. But like, I think it was like the second message or third message of the person to want to meet for coffee. Like, what? I can't even understand what you're saying in a text message, you and me for coffee. Hold on, hold your horses. Three messages sent over the space 3 days, or fucking 2 days, I think it was. That, do you know, I have alarm bells going off there. I'm going to trust my old gut instinct here now and fucking, I don't know. But, I'm not sure. What the fuck? What do you do with that? How do I, what if I do meet this person and they actually talk like how they text? I'm not going to be able, and what am I going to do? And I have to drive miles. They live miles away. Miles away. Like, fucking, we're talking about an hour and a half here and I don't know. I have an issue driving 20 minutes to work. I'm not going to drive an hour and a half to fuck. Do you know? I maybe I have my priorities all fucking wrong. This could be all me. It probably is all me. But that's too much. 3 messages in, you want to meet up. You're speaking in tongues like you're fucking possessed. I'm on a religious fucking track now and I don't fucking know what I'm going to do, right? All I know is, last night, they text me something, right? I text back. I don't even know if I replied to what they said to me, if you get me, because I couldn't understand what the fuck they said to me. Anyway, gobbledygook. Good luck. So I just text them back, said something funny, asked a funny question at the end, and I haven't heard that back since, and I'm thinking this could be my exit door right here. If I don't hear that from them today, that'll be 24 hours. Right, hold on. It's almost in 11 minutes, it'll be exactly 24 hours since I messaged them. I don't think I have to, definitely don't have to meet you now, do I? You can't even text back. I'm going to drive off a fucking hour and a half. And then what? You're not there. Go and fuck yourself. The price of diesel. I don't know. I couldn't give a fuck about the price of diesel, to be honest with you. I think I'm just looking for excuses to get the fuck out of this. I don't know. This is not the person for me at all. Like, I swear to God. I am all about words. I'm very a verbal sort of person. I love oral. Love it, somebody. You know what I mean? In all aspects of the word oral, I just like if you're able to speak and if you can be coherent. That's it. It's very important to me. I like writing. I love words. And when I see someone butchering fucking English, it's fucking... I'm conflicted. How do you run away? Do I just text that person? Look. But like, oh, maybe that's it. Maybe just be honest and say, look, I can't really comprehend what you're saying. So I think what we'll do is we'll just leave it there. Is that okay? Very nice to meet you and talk to you. Enjoy the rest of your stuff. Good luck. That seems a bit fucking harsh though, doesn't it? It might be a little cunty to say that. But it's just honest, isn't it? Fuck me. I am honest. I don't tell lies. But I also don't like to hurt people's feelings. So I kind of bend the truth around a little bit. Jesus Christ, I have to bend this up to be a circle. Like, what the fuck am I going to... Why do I feel trapped all of a sudden? Oh, the walls caving in, closing in. It's a funny one. I don't fucking know what to do. What the fuck is wrong with me? That's all I want to know. Because I'm putting out some sort of energy, man. Now look, I'm not the full shilling myself. So I think if I was to have a partner, maybe this should be the full shilling. And that would fucking balance things out. You know, opposites attract. But the opposite track, what the fuck? But then again, I do like words and all that kind of stuff. This person just chews them up and spits them out, so maybe this is opposite attract. I don't know. I need advice. Who the fuck do I go to? Do I tell me ma? I still haven't told ma, and she's looking at me all suspicious these days, because I don't really, when I'm home, that's it. I very rarely text anyone. I never really ring anyone. very, I love my own time. I love doing my own shit. So now all of a sudden I'm sending the odd old text message. You can see Ma's ears pricking up, kind of going, when the phone goes bling, whatever the fuck noise it makes. Actually, I know what noise it makes. It goes, okay. Right, South Park joke. 40 years of age, South Park ringtone. Anyway, I don't give a fuck, it's funny. It's either that now or the schnozberries taste like schnozberries. If you've never seen the film Super Troopers, I would tell you all now. See, we're in the fucking age now where everyone's like, is it on Netflix? Or can I get it on fucking Amazon? I haven't a clue. I have it on DVD if you want to lend it. I don't know how to fucking find you a link to the fucking thing. You may sort it out yourself. Super Troopers is the name of it. See, this is why you miss X-Division and all that shit back in the day. They used to be class, right? Very handy. You could always buy an old DVD, watch the film, you have it physically. Now, you look for something online. Is it even there? Is it edited like what they're doing now? Putting fucking, chemtrails into old films so everyone thinks it's normal. It's always been like that. But it hasn't always been like that. You're not fucking fooling me, Hollywood, you shower cons. What was I saying? Fuck! It's after going out of my head. Shit. I don't know. I think I was talking about being honest. Maybe you should just kind of fucking... I'll just delete the app altogether. Or I hold out hope that saucy old Brazilian one gets back to me. At least I'm presuming she's Brazilian. She looks kind of Brazilian. She has a fucked up name. I don't know. I don't fucking know anymore. But anyway, all I know is whatever energy I'm putting out, whatever vibe I'm putting out, it's fucking... It's not attracting. It's not attracting what I'd be expecting it to attract, okay? I'm going to have to... Do you know what? I'm going to have to crack out that old fucking Joe Dispenza book, start reading, become supernatural, or becoming supernatural, whatever it's called, and start creating my own reality, because this kind of thing is on autopilot at the minute there for the last few months, and I'm not really happy with how it's going. So I just get pissed off. And there was that kind of an eclipse there the other day, and I'm telling you something, I don't give a fuck what anyone says. I woke up Monday, doo-doo-dee-doo, and I was just in... I woke up kind of, oh, I don't feel, this doesn't feel like a good day. Did you ever just know, whatever way the air is, whatever they're spraying, I don't fucking know. But I just felt like, it was going to be a fucking bad day. And it was a bad day, and I was in terrible fucking form, and I nearly quit my job. I had to be talked back down. I was like a guy that was on the edge of a fucking, outside the building, standing on the fucking old ledge, kind of going, that's it, I'm fucking done, not doing this shit anymore. And like, you know, I had to coax myself back down off ledge. Come back in, grass. Come back. I have an old cup of tea for you. There's two sugars in it this time. Sweet. Come on now, grass. Get back in. Step in. Gotcha. Right? That's it. I had to grab myself. Pull me back from the fucking ledge. Well, someone else had to convince me. Anyway. I think that fucking... the energies are all off. Something's going on. Something's weird. There's a very fucking weird... vibe going on lately. I don't know. Even at work, I think other people are feeling it. I think I might have been the fucking... The catalyst. I came in that day and I wasn't fucking feeling it. I was in bad form. Now everyone's in bad form. So maybe if I'm creating my own reality around me, maybe it's my fault everyone's in bad form. So I need to be in great form and then everyone else will be in great form. Hard to be in great form though. I mean, you're just kind of fucking, everything's going kind of, not harsh ways, but I don't know. I'll have to think. This weekend, I think it's going to be a reset weekend. I'm going to just fucking sit in, right? I'm going to go up in the room, going to get the yoga mat, lay it down in front of the television, and I think I'm going to stick on a bit of fucking, I don't know, meditation, some of that guided shit, and try and figure out what the fuck is happening. And the eclipse is fucking nuts, though. I don't know. I don't fucking know. Someone pointed out something to me, and I never thought of it. It's never occurred to me as a question in my life. Never. And I've seen plenty of eclipses. It never registered with me, but like... I've seen the sun in the fucking sky. I've seen the moon in the sky. I've seen them both in the sky at the same time. I've seen them beside each other, in front of one another. Not in front of one another, but you know what I mean. The sun and the fucking moon has been in the sky at the same time, okay? Plenty of times. Now, there's questions on that. If it's a globe, anyway. Flat Earth class was 3 weeks ago. But someone said that when you looked at the eclipse, that was on Monday there, that... you don't see the fucking moon approaching the sun, and you fucking don't. All you see is when the eclipse starts is the black kind of shadow of the fucking whatever the fuck is meant to be in front of the fucking sun, the moon. All you see is that kind of crossing over the face of the sun, staying in totality for a couple of minutes and then tipping on the rest of the way, right? But you never see the moon traveling along the rest of the way. That's it. It disappears, right? And it shouldn't, because they can both be in the sky at the same time. I've seen it a million fucking times. And it's bothering me ever since. It's been bothering me ever fucking since. Because, how the fuck is that? And then I seen a video online. It looked fairly fucking legit to me. It was a guy with his camera phone. And he had those, you know, those fucking eclipse glasses that you have, like a filter thing. And he was recording the eclipse. And next he goes, what the fuck? He goes, how the fuck is there an eclipse going on when the moon is over there? And he turns around with the camera, takes off the lenses, and here's the moon in the fucking sky. Like, directly opposite the thing. It can't be there. It has to be between us on Earth and the fucking sun to create the solar eclipse. You know what I mean? The other fucking lunar eclipse is when we were in front of the fucking moon, in front of the sun. Or, you know, we're blocking the sun's light to the moon. Allegedly. I who the fuck knows? And it kind of fucked me up. I don't know what's going on. But all I know is I've been in shit form. I'm thinking, right? When an eclipse happens, maybe evil shit happens. I think, if you listen to that Credo Mutwa fella, he was a fucking shaman there from one of the tribes, Masai Mara or something, over in Africa, and he said that the fucking moon was, in their mythology or whatever, their history, the moon was brought here by the Anunnaki, right? And it was hollowed out like an egg and placed in front of the sun so that it would cause these eclipses. So it's not a natural satellite, it was fucking dragged here, apparently. And I don't fucking know what's going on. It's fucking bonkers. It's bonkers. How's the sun there? How the fuck does it disappear? There's probably a very reasonable answer. And I'd say 90% of you are probably shouting at this thing going, right, retard, can't be listening to you anymore. I can't be listening to me anymore. But all I know is, I think God just be having a look at us with the sun, okay? You know, I think he just be keeping an eye on us, right? And then, or maybe he just has the sun tipping around when there's an eclipse. Then he's having a go, see what the fuck's going on, see what these cunts are at down here, and we all pay attention and look up, right? Maybe that's it, because there's this other theory about the back projected sun. That's the whole theory, and it's kind of freaky as well. I don't know, head's filled with nonsense, to be honest with you. But I'm feeling some effects of something, right? That energy that I had Monday, that shitty fucking pissed off form, it was one of those, do you know what it was? It was just one of those things where I wasn't taking any shit. I had no patience for anything. I felt like I was going to burst into tears. Do you know when you're just fucking frustrated for fucking no reason? And then, I don't know. I wish that eclipse didn't fucking happen. All I know is Donald Trump didn't get assassinated. So there's one conspiracy gone out. But the thing I laugh about conspiracies, right? The 5th of the 4th or something is when they said Trump was going to get fucking sniped out of it. Oh, that has changed now to another date down the road in 6 months' time. Every time this happens. If the thing was, like, at some stage, something like that is going to happen, isn't it? And someone will go, oh, called it. Yeah, you called it on your 52nd fucking attempt. You can't. Fucking conspiracies, me bollocks. But kind of disappointing. I thought he was going to get shot. I thought he was going to get fucking resurrected on the fucking 8th and the whole place be going mad. But no. No earthquake. Well, actually, first there was a few earthquakes in fucking 2 in New York and 1 in California the day before the eclipse. Mad shit. And like, I think it was 140 years before the last, you know, magnitude 4.4 greater earthquake happened in New York. So, bit odd that happened around the eclipse, but, you know, the fuck knows. According to some scientists, to have some sort of a fucking earthquake machine buried down in Antarctica there, fucking this all up. Lord only knows. Do you know what? I need to get out of my phone and start looking at notes because we're going down this conspiracy route now and we don't need to be doing that, Francis. We're going to try and stay on the fucking platform. Naughty, naughty notes. Let's have a look here. Did I pause that? No, I didn't pause the fucking thing. We have this conspiracy funk with joke of the week. It's been a while since we had it. This isn't a nice one. I don't think it's a bit rough. But look, it gets out of a funk. Right. It's a one-liner. Get ready. Surely bulimia and deep throating go hand in hand. No? Question mark? I think that's fucking very good, actually. That's got legs. There's something nice to that one. Because it kind of makes sense, isn't it? Don't try to make themselves sick. Anyway. What do I have here? Dirty DIY. Lots of screwing, drilling, banging. Lots of pipe involved. Oh, I remember what I was doing. I was coming up with a list of like sexy jobs. Where like you take any profession and you turn it into sexy. Yeah, I didn't get much further than that. That was it. Lots of screwing, drilling, banging. And lots of pipe. lots of leaking. Oh, can I think of anything else? No, I think that's about it. God. This is how my notes start. So I don't know how they're gonna fucking finish. The other night, down to the kitchen, and Bob was watching Question of Sport. Fucking love it. Now the fucking, you know, Question of Sport where I had like Matt and Phil and what was the blonde woman's name? Oh shit, Sue. Sue Barker, isn't it? Yeah. When it had those three on it, it was legendary. It was fucking great show. I'd even go back and say when it had Ally McCoist on it as well. I don't mind Ally McCoist. They changed the cast and we just left it. And then I think the show ended. It was one of the longest running quiz shows in the world and it ended after they changed the cast because, you know yourself what they like to do these days. They can't just leave things alone. Everything has to fit everybody in. You can't just enjoy a fucking show with, fucking people on it. I just seem to have to like step in there and take out key words of what I was going to say. Anyhow, we're down and Ma's getting used to using like Alexa for like YouTube and stuff. And she's trying to look up, what she said, I think it was Question Sport she was looking up and she was asking me to sort out for, she couldn't get it fucking working properly. And I don't like to use the voice recognition thing on it because I wouldn't play as the government. Even though I'm doing this, so like it's fucking stupid really because my voice is out there now anyway. But you know, suspicious little whore over here. And so I like to type in the searches right here. And I went into the search thing and in the search bar was what Ma had already been searching. Now I'm after thinking of something amazing, I'll tell you in a second. Ma's Google search was, or YouTube search was, Dragons and Answer Sport of Question Sport. Now I just have to realise, I think that one I mastered on Hinge might have been in my house looking up YouTube videos. Because that's very like a text message she sent. Dragons and Answer Sport or Question Sport. Maybe she was assassin. Maybe she was going, how was your day going, cocksucker? Dragons and Answer Sport or Question Sport? I don't know. What option do I take? Sport? Question Sport? I asked him. Anyway. When I discovered that, when I was with Ma watching the fucking thing, we just laughed. I was like, what the fuck are you trying to search, you lunatic? Anyway, we got Question Sport, we put on. Excuse me. So, while it was on, I said, I bring the dog in, give him an old pet. Who loves getting pets, right? Obviously, every dog does. But this fella, he loves getting his arse pet. He's got a bit above his tail, like where he's very base of his back, over his hind legs. Fucking loves getting it. So, he'll come over to you. Fuck. Excuse me. Let me just cough. So, the notorious one, me pup. He'll come over to you, right? But he's very clever. He'll come over to you with his head and his big cute fucking face, right? And he's like, oh, give me some pets, right? And he slowly, now when I say slowly, 3 seconds, he goes from you petting his head and his chest to all of a sudden his arse is in your face, his tail is up on top of your forehead, and you're trying to scratch his back while he's fucking twerking. He just loves getting his fucking back scratched. Like, I wish he wasn't so fucking weird about it. Oh, God bless him. So we brought in the dog. We'd give him a pair, whatever the fuck. Look, who gives a shit? The dog's in, okay? We're watching fucking Question of Sport. Dragons and Answer Sport or Question of Sport. So we're sitting there watching that, right? Lights are on in the kitchen, right? Lights are off in the kitchen, on the living room. Sitting there, petting your man. I ask you, man, do you want a treat, Notorious? Would you like a little treat? Right, starts waggling his tail. Never kind of passed remarks. I started scratching his head and I was like, we'll get you a treat in a second, right? I was scratching, he just kept waggling his tail because he knew he was going to get a fucking treat. The reason I'm telling you that is because we were sitting there, right? Next to Ma looked over at the ceiling out towards the back kitchen, and it was this fucking weird flickering light. Weird flickering light. I'm ruining this now. On the ceiling, it was going like from kind of white to grey to white to grey, kind of blipping, like it was almost like fucking what do you call that? Morse code. It's like that, only with light, not sound. And we were looking at it, kind of going, what the fuck? I'm like, Ma's face is kind of going, oh my God. No, her mouth's open going, what is the fuck is going on there? Looked over, looking at it, next to it, it stopped. Just completely stopped. And I went out, had a look, couldn't see a fucking thing. Nothing standing there. No one, you know, it looked like something like a torch outside shining in the windows or something. That they were hitting the ceiling, we just didn't see them out through the window. So came back in, sat down and said, that's a bit weird. Fucking anyway, look, we'll see if it comes on again. I said, I'll turn on the lights, we'll run outside just to see what the fuck's going on, right? Dog came back over to me, sat down in front of me. I start scratching his ears. He starts wiggling his tail. This light appears in the ceiling again. Up my hops, pulls back the blinds, see who the fuck is outside, if there's anyone knocking around. As when I noticed, sorry, I'm fucking coughing like a cunt. It's when I noticed that the light in the kitchen was shining down on the metal bar across the front of the range, which was reflecting back up to the ceiling out towards the kitchen. And the reason the fucking thing was flickering was because your man kept waggling his tail in front of the fucking light. Look, I'm fucking retarded. Why am I telling that story? Fucking two idiots sitting there going, who the fuck is out there? Get out! Fucking freaking out thinking there's someone like shining the torch and just a dog wagging his tail waiting for a treat. Ha, fucking, we are so harmless, it's unreal. Actually, someone said that to me today at work. Fucking, you know who you are. I was just talking about, you know, I was saying, like, I have a theory that whatever is in a person's head, you know, whatever kind of thoughts you have, whatever kind of personality you have, it's expressed on your face, and your face wears those fucking lines. Like, I have big wobbly fucking jowls now because I'm always laughing, always smiling. Great when you're always laughing and smiling, but when you're not laughing and smiling, it looks like fucking I don't know what it looks like. What's it called? Droopy Dog, was that it? Your man's name Droopy? That guy, I think it was Droopy. Anyway, I have those lines in my face, nothing I can do about So, fuck, what was I saying? It's going to be fucking head all of a sudden. I remembered, right? So I was just saying that, you know, you can see that personality in people's faces. Evil people, you can cop it a mile away, right? I've done it in an old job, actually. We won't get into that story, because I don't even know if that... I don't know what's going on there. I can't even lay on. I worked in that place, actually. But you can see people's personalities in their faces, I think. Nice people that look nice. You can see a nice, gentle fucking face. You know what I mean? And she was saying that other people, like, you can see if they're a dick, they look like a dick or whatever. She goes, no, all lads don't be like that. Like you, yeah, you look like you're real harmless. I wasn't expecting her to say it. And I was just, do you remember that fucking, a shout laugh or a shock laugh where you go, ha! Like that around the place. That's... but like, what on the mean way? Fucking, you know, just harmless isn't to be a pushover, a fucking idiot going around the place. She's not fucking wrong. But she's so fucking funny. You look real harmless. Anyway, what the fuck else am I saying? Go back here, what the fuck. Alright, ghost on the ceiling. We got that, eh? I don't know, I think I might have told you about me hawk. I was like, the tree fell down, that landed. The gift from God with all the timbers, right? I still haven't caught up. It's it's been a while, and it'll be a while fucking longer, because that gammy electric chainsaw, I am refusing to use it. I just need to go get an actual normal petrol chainsaw that will zing zing through the fucking thing, because I'm fucking fed up spending an hour cutting off. Look, who cares? I went through this before. Doesn't work, basically. End of story. So we're hanging up the suet balls and fucking peanuts and seeds and all that stuff for the birds, and like, there's some savage ones coming around, some fucking serious ones, right? Goldfinches and I don't know, all sorts of ones, but I think it's the goldfinch that has this red fucking face, man. They look like, you know, those American Indians that were in that tribe, and that red face look really fucking scary. One of those boys, cool fucking birds, and it's actually really fun. You'd sit eating your breakfast, dinner, and tea, just like looking out the window. All you're missing is fucking what you call them, and here we have a bird with a red face pecking away at the fucking nuts. Attenborough. All you need is Attenborough's voice just, you know, tipping along while you're looking out. It's so fucking nice and peaceful to be watching these fucking birds, right? But every now and again, they scatter. You know, like one of them get. I counted up to 18 out there at one stage. And if one of them just kind of goes, ah, if it kind of freaks out, they all fuck off into the ditch. And they'll come back after a minute. But I think once one goes, they all go. And the other day, they all took off like fuck. Like it was a weird kind of a fucking. It wasn't just their ordinary kind of getting freaked out and running. These ones were terrified. I was like, what the fuck was wrong with them? And I seen this giant fucking wing out of the corner of the window. I was like, what the fuck is out there? Big bastard and hawk. Fucking hawk. Now, cool looking cunt. I took out the binoculars, had a little gawk at him. Deadly. Had that fucking curly burly beak, you know, the carnivorous bastard. I think he swooped in, trying to fucking kill my birds. The ones that I'm feeding and fattening up for the famine. But, yeah, I was raging. I had no camera, so I couldn't take a picture of the fucking thing. It's in my memory, though, which is pretty interesting, because it's in there. It's a sharp fucking image that's in there. Now, usually when you whip out the phone and stuff, and you record stuff through the phone, or like, you kind of let go of the memory of the fucking yoke. Or this time I had nothing to take a picture of it, so I just, you know, it's there. Interesting, I must remember that. But I had to run him, and I was raging, because he was cool as fuck, but I can't have him thinking he's going to come down here. Oh. Can't have him thinking he's going to be coming down here eating my fucking birds, the prick. So I had to... Right, what I do, right, when I want to run birds, like the jackdaws or the crows or the magpies, they're too big to be eaten. I would eat this for the little birds, okay? It's a bit fucking racist. But anyway, these bird feeders are for the little birds. Now, for the big birds, you can go fuck yourselves, right? So anytime I see them, all I literally have to do is like make a run at the window. You know, and the fuck... Actually, I'm actually thinking... The other day... I said I'm making a run at the window. I said I'm going to do a roundhouse kick towards the window and see if that works. Now, it worked. It did work. They all fucked off. But Jesus Christ, me hamstring. You can't be doing that shit when you're fucking 40. You just can't do it anymore. Those quick fucking, you know, fast twitch muscle movements, they were grand back in the day when there was fast to twitch. Not so much anymore. So I need to kind of just forget myself. Or forget myself. Forget about it, you know? Yeah, calm down. Now, I can still fucking turn on light switches with my foot and turn on the gas and stuff with my foot. I enjoy doing that. Like, what I do at the minute, sometimes I'll wash my hair in the sink in the kitchen because it's like, fuck, I'm not going to the fucking bathtub and I can't do it in the hand basin and I'm not turning on the shower just to wash my hair, so I'll do it in the sink, right? And they can be justifying it. I don't care. I was washed in the sink as a baby. All of me. My balls. Everything. So, if I can wash my fucking arse in the sink, I'm surely to jizz I can wash my hair in the sink. But I was boiling the kettle at the same time, right? Multitasking, you know yourself. And the gas cooker is exactly my leg length away from me, right? Which is grand for legs, but my arms aren't as long as my legs, so I can't reach. So what I've been doing lately, because it's becoming a fucking habit now, because it's cool, is like turning on the gas with my foot, so I'm spinning it around with my toes. This is like, this is like fucking Jean-Claude Van Damme shit. Just turn on the gas, turn it off from my foot. Why am I telling you this? Anyway, I had to run the hawk and I was raging. Because he looked class, but I can't have him popping down here now just fucking murdering. And he hasn't been back since, actually, thanks be to God, but. It's kind of sickening. I'd love to live out like bits of fucking, I don't know, corned beef or whatever the fuck he eats. It's kind of shit. Now that I think about it, it would be cool to see the hawk, you know? But. No, not to the detriment of the 18 fucking boys out there. Bollocks to that. So, and I seen the neighbours. Oh, the jealous hoovers, right? They don't have a fucking gift from God timber sitting in the yard that they can hang all their fucking bird feeders on. So they went out and bought a little fancy little fucking treehouse thing. Little birdhouse yoke. Little small yoke, right? And they took it to the tree in the front of their house. So we couldn't miss it on the way in. Well, yeah, I won't miss it with a fucking rock either. Because I'm just using like the regular old bird feeders. There's nothing fucking special about the ones I'm using. Sorry, this chair is making a hard noise. But yeah, competitive bastards going around. The only problem they're having is I have all the birds in my house. So I'm not sharing. Oh Jesus Christ, actually, I'll probably leave you on this story now because I kind of need to fucking wrap it up 40 minutes in. I'm getting balls deep in, that's probably the best choice of words, in this Bible study thing. It's fucking fascinating, right? It's a whole thing, right, about the God from the Old Testament. Because the God from the Old Testament, the Bible, bit of a mad bastard. Let's be fucking honest. He kind of, murders an awful lot of people. Very, rage filled for a god. It's a bit fucking, you know yourself. Look, could be like me on Monday. Might have just been in a bad form throughout the entirety of the Old Testament. I don't know. I'm not questioning the man, or whatever he is, deity. But look, read the fucking thing. You realise he's a bit, you know, murderous going around the place, right? But there's a whole, and I never knew this till like 2 days ago. There's a whole fucking theory thing about Yahweh in the Old Testament, which is God. Him actually masquerading as God. He's not the real God. He is actually Satan. Very controversial in the old Christian Catholic kind of world. But it does make sense to me. This is the fucking thing, because it's always bothered me. It's like that conspiracy fella David Icke, right? I fucking used to love him. Fantastic. Loved all his stuff. Got mad into it. He was one of those kind of, he was the gateway into conspiracies for me, that fella, right? But it always bothered me that he was alive. Because I've seen ones that have come out with some theories that were probably fairly on the money, because they wound up fucking dead a week later, you know? So it bothers me that David Icke is still alive. Not that I wish the man any harm. I think it is. God bless him. But it's the same with the Bible thing. It always bothered me, like, you know, Satan and all that. It's very easy for him to get rid of the Bible, isn't it? If he's the king of down here, because he's cast out of heaven, he's down here with us, so he fucking owns it. Wouldn't it make sense that he'd get rid of the Bible? But he didn't. It's still there. So my conspiracy head, firmly screwed on with tinfoil hat attached, leads me to believe that I think he kind of fucked around with the Bible. Now, we know it's edited. The King James Version is all fucking bits and pieces, whatever the fucking wanted to throw into it, threw into it. There's loads of stuff left out of it. Book of Enoch, Epic of Gilgamesh, all that stuff, right? Look at me. You'll see, don't answer your door if I ever call to it. Hello? Hello, I'd like to talk to you about Jesus. Slam. Alright? I'm not that bad, don't worry, right? Don't worry, swear to God. But it would lead me to believe that maybe Satan would have fucked with the Bible when we're all changing, right? Because, you know, he's the fucking ruler down here. That's why he offered Jesus everything he's seen from the top of the fucking Mountain of Olives. Is that where he was when he was fasting 40 days and 40 nights? I'm not sure. But he can't be offering you stuff he doesn't fucking own, can he? Anyhow, that whole thing is about, this whole theory is about Yahweh being Satan, masquerading as God, and it's absolutely fucking fascinating. Fascinating, right? But I was kind of thinking to myself, I don't want to get too mad and deep into this bullshit, because, right, you turn into a fucking, you know, like a nutter. A fucking psycho. This sort of stuff can twist your fucking brain all around the place. I've seen it with plenty of ones. These born again mental cases, right? Look, works for you. I'm just, those type of people terrify me. They're too full on, they're too fucking holy, you know, just calm the fuck down, right? You don't need to go mental. I don't think God needs you to be a fucking, what do you, a groupie, do you know what I mean? Just be, just supporting, there you go, that's all you have to do. Go to the gigs, sing a few tunes, holy, you know? I used to be in the choir. And an altar boy. Look at me, huh? I didn't know, I left the whole lot of it. The fuck am I saying? Oh yeah, you don't go crazy with it, because there was a person, now again, this is between ourselves, alright? There was a person from afar, abroad. Actually, I read this online. I don't know this person at all. This is, I've seen this on Twitter, okay? But she went mad for Jesus. Mad into religion, so she did, like, fucking, you know, like, over the top, right? She'd be going to fucking, she'd be going up to the church every fucking mass that was on, like, getting all the masses, eating all the communion wafers, drinking all the fucking wine if they fucking handed it out. She was there the whole time, to the point where they had to barrel her. Online, whatever this website said. And according to the person, right, but, like, the priest, the local priest, wherever she lived, don't know where, the local priest told her that you can't be going to mass. You need to calm down. Because, like, to be in the church up at the old tabernacle there, and, like, to be going, like, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, holy fuck, right? Too much. People were afraid to go into the church because of them, apparently, allegedly. And, so she was only allowed, I think, was it two masses in the week on either a Saturday or a Sunday. That's all she was allowed. Now, she could still go to, you know, the other ones. All the normal church ones, your obligatory masses, you're allowed to go, like Christmas, Easter, Ash Wednesday, all that kind of stuff, right? Good Friday, those sort of things. She's allowed to go to all them, but regular weeks, just two masses. So whatever it is, choose not to stick to it. Imagine being barred out of church. Surely that's the exact kind of people you want. People that love it that much, they're going to every one of them, right? But besides the fact, what she ended up doing was, apparently, allegedly, online. Don't know them. Not from here. She started going to fucking all the masses in the diocese. So she'd go, can't name places, but she'd go to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. She'd go to 6 local masses, and she'd be racking up about 42 masses a week. And she would cut you off the road, according to this person. She would fucking absolutely. They were out there numerous times, right? Walking with their niece and nephews. And, I mean, you actually couldn't go out onto the road between 6:30 and 7:30, because that's when Mass was on. So you'd have to fucking make sure you were in. Now, you could nip out if you felt a little bit kind of, you know, devil may care. Who gives you going a chance to go for a quick 20-minute walk, maybe while Mass hopefully is on. But she would come down the road. Maybe not so bad coming back the way, actually going home from Mass. Maybe not so bad, but going to Mass. I mean, like, just driving like fucking driving the DeLorean. This one, fucking, either 32 gigawatt, whatever the fuck. Scary, son of a bitch. Now, I do have another part of that story, but I can't really tell it because I didn't read it online. So I go, fuck it. No, we'll have to leave that there. Sorry, that's a horrid anticlimactical finish to that fucking thing, isn't it? Oh, how do I rescue that? Oh, hold on, I'm gonna need a second to think about this. Actually, I know the perfect way to leave it. fuck me. I don't really cough as much, ever, except when I'm talking like this. Talking to someone, let's be vague. I was talking to an individual, right? I fucking loved them, they're funny as fuck, so they are, right? And they were telling me to fuck off on a holiday and stop being such a main bastard. Just go somewhere, right? I've been everywhere I want to go. I don't know where else I would need to go. I don't need to go anywhere else, right? I have to place I wouldn't go because it wouldn't let me in when there was COVID, so fuck them. Principles, man, have them. But they're trying to convince me to go on these, there's like solo cruises or some singles cruises, some bullshit where you can go if you're single with a bunch of other singletons. Right? And like they're all ages and stuff. And I was saying that I don't know the fuck because. No, it's fucking. Anyway. I don't know. I get seasick, right? But I know these things, these fucking ferries, or not ferries, what do you call the things? Big boats that you go on are massive, right? They're big. They're not like a little old ferry, but. I don't know, kind of uncomfortable. I you know, what if you do hook up with someone on it and then they turn out to be a mental case, you know, and I have a fucking track record for that. Or you're trapped on a fucking boat with them. Well, how do you fuck this? I've seen a lifeboat that rowing towards fucking something. Because you're going to run into them. I know where the fucking boats are big, but they're only so big. But like riding someone down the fucking village there and expecting never to see them again. Do you know what I mean? And then it turns out to work behind the shop. You know, can't go into that shop anymore. I'll fucking move on, Francis. Look, right, if I'm saying, yeah, I'm saying about these cruises, I don't really want to go on one, but anyway, we'll think about it. But I was saying I'd love to send Ma on a cruise, or maybe even go somewhere cool, like I don't know, fucking, I think you can go around Jamaica, Barbados, that sort of area, you can go around the Mediterranean, all these places, go to Miami, wherever the fuck. And he turned around and he goes, why don't yourself and mother go on the singles cruises? I just said to him, there's no fucking way, because then Ma will pull someone. And I'm not going to be sleeping in the top bunk going, no, mammy, no, mammy. I
And he turned around to me and he goes, ah, just lean over and tell him, I was in her before you ever were. Because she gave birth to me, you fucking weirdos. If anyone didn't get that properly, that joke. I was in it for 9 months, for fuck's sake. Oh, it's just us. Oh, so fucking... Ah, oh, the man's a legend. Brightened up my fucking day, anyway. I think
I'll end it on that, lads. Because I have no notes. I need to check the fire. Tay's getting cold. And if I keep blathering on, we're just going to be start talking about my penis again. So, by the way, I didn't start using that shampoo, so don't worry, I'm not a creep. Good lovies and labias is what I'm going to do. I'm going to fucking on... What do you do that thing? I'm going to... Was that not... Oh, no, it's not, thank God. I'm going to delete that fucking app is what I'm going to do. It's over 24 hours, they haven't gotten back to me. I think I can fuck off about my business, can't I? Ghost then as well. I think I can. Fuck that now. If you don't hear from this podcast ever again, I didn't know that Fran has made a fatal mistake by tipping off to meet someone that talks like that in a fucking Tasmanian fucking devil. Look, I'm going to love yous and leave yous. I'm not meeting that person, fuck it. I'm going to stay here and I'll see you all next week. Mind yourselves, look after yourselves, be good to yourselves, and I'll chat you then, right? Good luck, bye bye.